from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 23, 2013. All the state received rain during the last week, from 1 inch to 2 inches in most locations, according to the National Weather Service. AgriLife Extension County Agent reports indicated there were instances of 6 inches or even 10 inches, but according to the Weather Service records, amounts of more than 4 inches were in extremely isolated events. The good news came from the South Plains, Rolling Plains, and Panhandle regions, where the rains fell slow and steady, allowing the moisture to soak into soils and replenish soil profiles rather than run off. The rain came too late in many areas to save dryland crops such as cotton, but it did come just in time for High Plains corn that was tasseling, allowing irrigators to let wells rest for a few days. The rain also quickly greened up pastures and rangeland and made another cutting of hay a possibility. In the central northern regions where the drought hasn't been so severe, the rains mainly improved crop yield potential. Most coastal Bend counties that bordered the Gulf were under extreme drought conditions on July 16th, and they received from 1 to 2 inches in the last week. There are also hopes that the wetter conditions may knock back grasshopper populations by promoting the growth of a fungus that is deadly even to the adults of the species. The rains created a few minor problems along with benefits. For example, Corey Bowen, AgriLife Extension Agent for Wharton County, southwest of Houston, noted that the rains, from 1 inch or less, not only slowed cotton harvest, but also caused some seed sprouting. The rains of the last week continued the wetter weather trend that started about 30 days ago. According to the Weather Service, many parts of the state have received from 4 to 8 inches or even more during the last month. Despite the rains, drought still reigns in Texas. According to the July 16th U.S. Drought Monitor, more than 94% of the state remained under moderate to extreme drought. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.